Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today we're going to talk about some extreme diets, mainly just like looking at some athletes and looking at how they basically cope with their sports. So today we're going to talk about sumo wrestling. This is basically like the notorious how there's like two basically really big people wrestling each other to the ground. It's actually really quite interesting just looking at it. I was researching this like last weekend. It was kind of like fascinating about the studies and also how things are done. So basically the winner of the sumo wrestling is decided in the inner circle, also called the Doyo. It's a diameter of around 4.5 meters. Basically, two wrestlers push each other and basically make sure that they either get out of the ring first or, so that's for the loser, or basically any part of the body apart from the feet that touches the ground. So the difference between this and other wrestling and also boxing matches is that there's no weight restrictions. So basically, you could be as heavy as you like. Basically, it gives them a bit more advantage because of the center of gravity. So the heavier you are, the more likely that you're less likely to be pushed over and then basically falling and losing the match. So like I said before, it's basically decided when a person touches the ground, any part of the body apart from the feet, and also basically getting out of the ring. This is actually kind of a different sport. I mean, I can't imagine it, but apparently it's declining over the years, partly because of like health issues and also because this is a very male-driven sport compared to the rest. Their diet is actually really restrictive, in my opinion. So they only have lunch and also dinner. They don't really have a breakfast because they're trying to work up an appetite to eat a lot of food. And what's incredible looking through the studies and stuff is that their fat mass and also fat-free mass is quite interesting. We'll look into that a bit later. So there's not really been a lot of studies done on sumo wrestlers. I guess it's kind of mainly just in Japan. I've seen one training school in America, and that was kind of quite fascinating. There has been studies done on like what they consume. So according to a study in the 70s, sumo wrestlers normally consume around 5,000 calories, which is basically double the amount of food that a normal person eats. And basically 16% of their diet consists of protein, around 30% is fat, and half of their diet, around 50%, is carbohydrates. And they're kind of lacking calcium, which is kind of very common in Asian diets because we don't really consume a lot of dairy milk. Most of the calcium that we consume are from tofu and soy milk. So looking at these weights and stuff is that they're more likely to be over 100 kilos. And looking from the study, it said that there's around about 30 kilos of basically fat mass, and also the fat-free mass is around 80 kilos. So I'm not too sure about the ratio and also the whole, basically like how much a person, the sumo wrestlers weigh, but it's just like looking at it, the person's actually really muscular. It's like 80%, it's quite, fat-free mass is quite a lot of weight on a person. Yeah, so it's just like there's a lot of questions. Are sumo wrestlers considered as obese or are they obese athletes? But definitely there should be more studies that to be done. What is fascinating from this 1970 study is that basically like everything is larger, most of the organ tissues, so such as the liver and also the kidney. However, the brain tissue is not any larger, so that's not a surprise. I will be back in a moment and talk about like basically the diet and stuff about sumo wrestlers, and I'm going to just play you the short song.
Gonna get out. I remember we dream of places that we could. you don't know, I can see it. You cast an unfamiliar day glow, different than what I know, shining like a halo, I can feel it. We turned our back on ordinary from the start. We look for stranger things, cause that's just who we are. Find me the edge of something beautiful and loud. Show me the sky falling down.
Hey guys, welcome back to Elite. So today we're looking at basically some extreme diets, and today we're going to look at a Japanese sumo wrestlers. And this study was done in 1976. I was just going through it, and this is kind of a bit scary. Well, I don't know how you could possibly consume this. So a diet of a lower sumo wrestler group. So they split two groups. So one's the larger and one's the smaller group. So for the smaller group, they basically consumed around 1 kilo of carbohydrates, 50 grams of fat, and 165 grams of protein. So in total, it's around 5,000 calories. And that's kind of a lot of food. It's just like 1 kilo of carbohydrates, straight carbohydrates. It's kind of, I don't know, I can't imagine just consuming that. That's a lot of work. Because a normal person consumes around 350 grams of carbohydrates in a daily diet. So that's a lot of loaf of bread, or like that's a lot of basically bowls of rice. So compared to the larger group, they don't consume as much carbohydrates, around 780 grams. Around 98 grams of fat and 396 grams of protein. So that's the larger size of the sumo wrestlers. So it seems like they can kind of use a lot of protein in terms of their source of energy, which is kind of quite interesting compared to the normal person in this 1976 study. A normal Japanese basically eat around 350 grams of carbohydrates, 50 grams of fat, and also 82 grams of protein. So in total, around 2,200 calories, which is kind of like the modern-day diet. And yeah, it's just like, basically, generally, apart from the blood glucose level and also the total cholesterol, everything will, generally saying like everything else is kind of higher. So in terms of like basically apart from the blood glucose and also the total cholesterol, everything is much more higher. So such as in uric acid and also triglyceride. So it's kind of normal for a person to just have like normal blood glucose, if you think about it, for a sumo wrestler, because if their blood glucose is high, that would actually mean that they're having diabetes. So in general, it's just like when you consume a lot of meat, that's kind of very common to have high uric acid, and that leads to gout, which is kind of like a rich man's illness. So basically, like, you would have sores, and sometimes you would have fever in the middle of the night. Not very pleasant, apparently. I'm going to play this short song, and we're going to look at the diet of the sumo wrestlers.
Sitting at a bar with some friends, telling them the things
that you said left me with my heart in my hands. Told me we'd be better just friends, staring at a television. Something about the world's gonna end. I think about
welcome back to Elite. So today we're looking at extreme diets of athletes, and we're going to kick off with Japanese sumo wrestlers. So like in the previous segment, we were talking about basically it's just like their calories and how much macronutrients that they were consuming. And compared to a normal person, it's relatively high because they're consuming around, so what have been collected, around 5,000 calories that they consume a day. But they could easily consume more because when people do nutritional studies, they tend to underreport, and that might happen as well. So sumo wrestlers are also known as rakishi. I'm sorry for butchering this, but yeah, so that's the Japanese term. And basically looking at basically their whole diet and also like basically how they play the game and stuff, basically their main aim is basically get large and then make sure that they're heavy and then basically push the person out of the ring or basically fall over. So that's kind of like an interesting rule, and generally it's a very male dominated sport compared to the other sports, and they're kind of having some issues with it. So, like, basically, just, like, looking at their general diets on the internet, yeah, it's quite fascinating. So their main aim is basically to gain a lot of weight in order to have a larger upper body and basically push the person out of the ring. But basically, they were doing some studies, and you're just, like, measuring them, looking at their muscle mass and also their their fat mass. Yes, they are fatter than a normal person, but at the same time, which is surprising, is that their muscle is actually quite, they're quite lean inside as well. So they're not fat within their body. They're kind of fat on the outside, like beneath their skin. But inside their core and stuff, they're actually very muscular. And it's just like looking through how things are done. Basically, they get up in the morning. So this is around 5 to 6 o'clock. Work up an appetite. They do their chores, their exercise. Do it for like around several hours, and then they usually have a big lunch around 12:30, and then after the lunch they take a nap, do some exercise, and then have a big dinner, and then that's their day. It's kind of a bit scary, to be honest. I don't know, it seems like these are like human gooses that's getting fed like a foie gras, and you just get bigger and bigger. So there are a few different types of food that they consume. One of them is called chanakobi. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's basically like this really big hot pot of food where they kind of like just like make a broth, and then they put vegetables. And we'll discuss about that later. And it just seems so fascinating about their ritual, and also like what food they eat, and also some foods that they don't. I'll be back in a moment, and I'll discuss about how to make the chana nubi in a moment.
You made it look easy, just like you didn't feel it.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leet. So we're going to talk about the Chanko Nobi. So that's basically a very famous dish that sumo wrestlers consume. And I didn't realize that there was actually a lot of rules into this. Well, obviously, if this is a very traditional sport. So I'm going to talk about the fun facts before I'm going to talk about how to make it. So I was going through the internet and YouTube. There was a lot of commenters. So here are some of the fun facts about this dish. So this main, the main ingredient for this dish is mainly meat or fish. Apparently, it's never both at the same time. So it's either meat or fish as the base. The broth could be made out of chicken bones, kelp. So that's the type of seaweed that Japanese like using, and also dried bonito. So basically, that's flaky tuna. The broth is flavored with miso, so that's basically like soybean paste, soy sauce, meron. So this is the rice wine. So that's kind of like slightly different. So that's more of the Japanese version of the rice wine that they use it to cook, so not to consume directly. Garlic and also ginger and sesame oil. The meat includes basically beef, pork, chicken, shrimp, and also other seafood. Other things that they include is tofu, onions, white radish, cabbage, mushrooms, noodles, eggs, and basically like any vegetables that they kind of like and basically what is in season. And this dish kind of like, what type of things do you put in the dish kind of like determines like what season, and also like is the tournament on, and also like if there's a, basically it's just when things are happening. If there's a tournament on, they usually don't put any animals, so they usually put chicken. So they don't like putting like animals with four legs, because it's kind of like a taboo thing. So because like obviously if basically they go on all fours, that means they've lost. So that's why they usually have chicken. And fish is kind of unlucky because there's no legs. So it's just like kind of emphasize that they need to be on their two legs, and also just like trying to push the other person out of the ring. So how do you make this dish? So this is called a Chanko Nobi, and it looks delicious, and it looks like kind of like some Asian dishes around the region. And also it's just like basically there's a broth, and also they put a lot of vegetables, meat, and also like other stuff to basically bulk it up, and also share it amongst their family and also their group. So according to the ingredients, this is how you make the broth. So you use 5 cups of dashi, 4 tablespoons of soy sauce, 4 tablespoons of sake, and 4 tablespoons of meron. So this kind of broth is kind of slightly, it's more Japanese feel to it. So a dashi, it's more like, kind of like the Campbell's version of like vegetable stock, where they kind of like use these different types of seaweed, and also like these dried fish, and you're just basically like trying to give you this like rich flavor. And the difference between sake and meron, like I said before, that meron is more like a Japanese cooking wine, and sake is more of a drinking wine. The difference between the two is that sake kind of gives it a bit more sweetness to it, where meron just gives it a different type of flavor and also a more unique taste. The vegetables that you like putting into doesn't really matter, but the main vegetable that they tend to put in is a napa cabbage, which is the Chinese cabbage, and they put a lot of basically meat and also different types of vegetables. I've seen some people put in bean sprouts and also carrots. It's very popular to put in white radish as well. And they was sometimes put in vermicelli and also these different types of noodles as well. And I liked when I was reading through the website, there's actually, so what happens if you can't finish the dish? So it's very common to basically like cook up some, if you have some leftover rice, basically you scoop up all the vegetables and also meat from this hot pot, this Chanko Nobi, and then basically you put in the rice, you crack an egg, and also you put some spring onions in it, and then basically you just like cook until the egg is cooked. And then it looks wonderful. So that's like kind of like what you do with the leftover stock. So today we talked about these extreme diets of athletes. So we started off with sumo wrestlers, and hopefully I could like find more information about other diets, because it's kind of fascinating how like different athletes like go through it, and also the way they kind of like maintain basically trying to keep healthy and also trying to win their different sports events. My name is Barry, and thank you for listening to Leaked.